Blog Talk Radio.
Raised on the wall. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. There is nobody like our God, amen. Nobody like the true and the living God, amen. We give God thanks, we give him praise on today. We bless the Lord, amen. We bless him for all of his goodness. We bless him again for all of our grace. We bless the Lord, people of God, that he has brought us yet again to another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. And we are so grateful. We're so grateful for it. Amen. For all that he's done, for all that he's doing in our lives. We just give God praise. We give him thanks. Amen. Because truly he's the bishop of our souls. Amen. Glory to God. He gave his life. He paid a great price. And we just thank the Lord. We give him praise again. We give him honor. Amen. We do love the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we just will not take it back. Amen. As the song said, I love the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. How many love the Lord on today? Amen, Jesus. He's done so much for us that we just cannot tell it all. So we give him thanks. We give him praise. We want to say amen, Jesus, to all of our listeners that are yet coming in. Glory to God. We want to welcome you. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. We welcome each and every one of you. Glory to God. As you're coming in, go ahead and take somebody and tell them to come on in as well. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in and be a part. Amen. Tell them that the table is spread over here. Glory to God. Come on in. The table is spread. Let them know that the feast of the Lord is going on. Amen. So tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in. Amen, Jesus. Truly, the Lord has been good to us. Glory to God. He has been so good to us, and we're so grateful. We're so grateful for all that he's done, for all that he's doing. Amen. Truly, he's doing a great, great work. Amen. He's doing a great, great work in the midst of us, and for this, we give God thanks, and for this, we give him praise. Amen, Jesus. We bless him. We thank him again. We want to say come on in to our listeners. Come on in. Come on in. God bless you on today. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming in. Glory to God. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Just come on in. Come on in and tell somebody. Amen, Jesus. After you get yourself in and get settled, glory to God, just reach out and touch someone else. Reach out and touch someone else and tell them to come on in and be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. Truly, the Lord, again, is doing us well. He's blessing us. Glory to God. He is truly, truly blessing us, and we're grateful for all that he's doing, and we want everybody to be a part of it, don't we? Yes, we do. We want everybody to be a part of what God is doing. Amen. Each one reaching one. That's why we want you to go ahead and tell someone about the broadcast on the night so that they can come on in and be a part too. Amen. As we're getting our preliminaries out of the way. Amen, Jesus. Listen, the number that you want to text them to come to is 339-209-6891. 339-209-6891. And if they dial that number, amen, they'll be able to be interactive, amen, to, you know, submit their prayer request when that time comes. Or they can dial our dial and listen via radio, and the number for them to dial, if they're not able to get in for whatever the reason, we know how technology is, but if they dial and they're not able to get in on the line, they can listen via radio, and I'll give you that number as well. That number is 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. Amen. So if you can give those two numbers out, tell them to come on in, amen, and be a part again of what God is doing. God is truly doing a great work. And we're thanking him, people of God, whereas we started out only on the line, amen, the conference line. The Lord has expanded our borders, and because of that, amen, we are now, amen, on the radio as well. So we also want to thank all of our listeners from whatever nation you're calling from, whatever country you're calling from, amen, Jesus. We do know that we have, glory be to God, China, Brazil, Canada, glory be to God. We thank God for all of you, for each and every one of you. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, God is good to us, and we just thank him for that. Amen. So we have the UK, glory be to God, Brazil. So we just thank God for you. Amen. We're reaching, glory be to God, all across the world. Amen. People are listening to this broadcast all over the world. So we thank the Lord for the voice, amen, for the word of God is traveling, amen. We're not physically able to be there, but the word is being sent, amen. And we believe, God, by faith, glory to God, that somebody is catching a hold to what God is saying in this hour. We believe by faith that somebody's faith is being quickened. We believe by faith that this word is reaching someone at the needed time to bring light into their situations. Glory to God. We believe. This is what we believe. Amen. We believe that this word, amen, is working. It's working. And to everyone that's hearing it, it's working. Amen. He's doing a great work in our lives and in the lives of the hearers and the lives of those that are listening. So we just thank the Lord. Amen. We may not be able to see all that the Lord is doing, glory to God, but by faith we know it. By faith we discern it, that God is doing a great work. So we give God thanks. We give him praise. Amen. We bless him on today. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome to all of our listeners. Again, wherever you're calling from, amen, Jesus. Pray as we're getting our preliminaries out of the way, as we always do, amen, Jesus. Go ahead and get your pen and your paper, your pencil and your paper. Glory be to God, amen, because we want you to hear, we want you to learn, we want you to be able to just grab something. Just, amen, the whole word may not be for you, but we want you to get something out of this word, amen, that really touches your spirit. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, people of God, we've been here on this Prayer News Network now. Today is day number 298. We're almost to reach 300 days. But we thank the Lord, amen, Jesus, that the Lord has done us well. Amen, Jesus. And if we had or have grasped just one thing out of each message that comes forth, can you imagine how empowered? Can you imagine how empowered you are, or how empowered you will be, or how empowered, amen, Jesus, your spirit man, how much you will have grown? Amen. Glory be to God. Just one thing. So we always encourage you to get your pencil and paper, as you, even if you just write down the scripture and go back and look at the scripture. Amen, Jesus. We want you to learn. We want you to be, amen, developed. We want you to get it in your spirit, get it in your mind, get this word in your heart, as David said, that we might not sin against God. Amen. And let this word draw us. Let this word draw us closer. And as we always say, people of God, we want to be intentional. We want to be intentional about why we are coming to this line. We want you to learn. We want you to grow, amen, by what you're hearing, amen. Not just a feel-good message, glory be to God, but we want you to get the meat of the message, get the core of what the Lord is saying. And that way you are surely, surely blessed, amen. So, again, get your pen and paper as well. We also know that even as we're taking our notes and we're listening and receiving of the Lord, a lot of times we miss a lot of things. Well, given that, people of God, listen, you can get a copy of this broadcast. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. You can get a copy of this message. We will send it to your phone via a link. and you can listen to it as much as you want. Amen. We ask that once you get it, we ask that you as well send it to someone else so that others can be blessed. Amen. We don't want to keep this word to ourselves, but we want other people to be blessed as well. So once you get this word, send it. Amen, Jesus. Send it. Encourage them to send it so the word will continue to travel and people will continue to be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. We will give you that number at the end of the broadcast. So we ask that you stick around for the end of the broadcast so that you can get your numbers that you can text and get copies. You can text and get copies, amen, Jesus, of the broadcast. Any of our broadcasts, you can get copies of it. Amen. Glory to God. Just text us, let us know. And then even if you don't remember which night it was, if you can just tell us, amen, a part of what was said or who the speaker was, amen, we can search our archives and send you copies and send you a copy of the broadcast. Amen. This is what technology does. Amen, Jesus. And we thank God for it. So we are using it. We are maximizing it. Amen, Jesus. We are maximizing this technology, glory to God, so that the people can be fed, the people can yet hear word in the midst of a pandemic. Amen, Jesus. God's word is still going forth. Heaven remains to be open, even though a lot of church doors are closed and the social distancing are going on. Amen, Jesus. The Lord is still drawing his people nigh. There's no distancing in the spirit. Come on now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's yet drawing his people. Glory to God. He's yet, amen, being closer and being nigh unto us. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord for what he's doing. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. For surely he's the head of this line. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, not only of our faith, but of this line. Amen. Glory to God. This is not anything that we thought of or that was in anybody's visions or anybody's plan. Glory to God. But the Lord dropped it. Amen. Glory be to God. It right at the beginning of the pandemic. Amen. He dropped, amen, this line. Glory be to God. In April 6th, amen, we started out. Amen. We started out, and the Lord has been blessing. We've been moving. We've been going forth ever since then. Amen. With, amen, having up to an excess of 150-something people on the line. Amen. And we thank God for you. We thank God for you, amen, for helping us to maintain the integrity of the line. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, flowing in the divine order of God. Amen. So that it's not distracting, so that people are not distracted or discouraged. Amen, Jesus. And that's why we have two parts to the line. Amen, Jesus. We have the broadcasting side, amen, which is this side, and the participant side. Amen. So that there's no distractions. You can hear with clarity what the word has for you. Amen. You can hear with clarity, not be distracted. We want you to be fully blessed by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God through his messenger unto you. Amen. So we bless him on tonight. Amen. We bless him for our leaders. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord on tonight. God is good. Amen. He's good. He's good. He's good. We thank God for our leaders on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We bless him. Amen. God is good. He's great. He's greatly to be praised. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And I'm just excited. I'm just excited on tonight. Amen. Just want to bless the Lord on tonight for my leader. Amen, Jesus. Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Glory to God. Amen. And to Shepherd Mother, to the Georgia jurisdiction pastors. For those that don't know, we're actually broadcasting out of Macon, Georgia. Amen. We're reaching out of Macon, Georgia. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're continuing to reach and reach and reach. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you would, go ahead again and send those text messages out. send those text messages out to everybody. We thank God for, amen, all of your leaders that are represented here on the line tonight. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you, for every ministry that is represented here. We're thanking the Lord for all of the leaders that have come to the line. Amen. Apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Glory to God. We thank God for the release, amen, that they would even, amen, Jesus, give credence that you can be able to come to the line, that they themselves are able to come to the line and eat and be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So it's our desire to do things in decency and order, amen, that the kingdom of God, amen, the kingdom, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're doing it, and it's all for the kingdom. We're thanking the Lord for our advisors on tonight. We thank God for each and every advisor. Amen. Them in their respective places. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord. We honor the Lord. We glorify the Lord for each and every one of them. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God again for those that have come, even with our speaker on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. So we want to ask our speaker to go ahead and press *6 so that we can get her set up on the broadcast side. Amen. Go ahead and press *6 so that we can get you in position. Glory be to God. And then we're going to, amen, call one of our advisors, amen, to come and bless the line and sanctify the line on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So if we can get our speaker to go ahead and press *6. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. While we're glory be to God. All right. Amen. Glory be to God. So we again give God thanks and praise. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for all of our leaders that have been coming, our speakers that have been coming to this line, people of God, sanctified vessels, meek, ready for the use of the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, our souls have been blessed. Oh, my goodness. Have our souls been blessed. Amen, Jesus. We thank the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Even on last night, we were over in Nassau, Bahamas. Amen, Jesus. And then before that, Alachua, Florida, Camden, New Jersey, Montgomery, Alabama, Brunswick, amen, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, London, England, Jackson, Alabama, Augusta, Georgia, Baltimore, Maryland, amen, Jesus, Athens, Georgia, amen, Chattahoochee, Florida, glory to God, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Lawrenceville, Georgia, amen, Jesus, we're just traveling all over, amen. So we bless you tonight. We want you to go ahead and get your hearts ready, people of God, and we're going to our PNN advisor, amen, glory to God, Minister Ollie Booker, if she would come and do our prayer of sanctification on tonight, glory be to God. And after that, people of God, get ready. Amen, Jesus. We are ready to hear the word. Glory to God, Minister Booker.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. Pastor Kidd, God bless you. God bless the saints of God. God bless you. I thank and I praise God for the Holy Ghost. I praise God for each of you all tonight. I bless the Lord for his word. I praise God for the intercessor. I praise God for Pastor Heatherton. I bless the Lord for Pastor Gwen and also for Bishop. God for them. I bless the Lord for each of you all in your respectable place tonight. We praise God for just another day that he has blessed us. And we praise God for you all once again tonight. Now, Father, God, as we approach the throne of grace tonight, we come, God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come thanking and praising you, Lord God, that you have blessed us. And you've blessed us with this day, God, that whatsoever betide us, God, that you'll take care of it. In the name of Jesus, we come, God, asking you to examine us thoroughly. Touch our hearts, God. In the name of Jesus. Such of God, in Jesus' name. All that you find, God, that is not like you ask you to take it out. Purge us, wash us, and cleanse us, Father, from all unrighteousness for thy name's sake, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. For we know, God, according to the word, that you dwell in no unclean place. Cleanse us tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, purge us, God, with hyssop. It was good enough for David. I know it'd be good enough for us. In the name of Jesus. And Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, anoint our ears tonight that we may hear, that we may hear what the Spirit says to the church tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, anoint your word, God. In the name of Jesus, the messenger, Father. In the name of Jesus, sing your word tonight with power. Sing your word with strength. Sing your word with repentance. Sing your word with hope. Sing your word, God, with healing. Sing your word with deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Hey, sing your word, God. In the name of Jesus. For we know if you sing your word, Father, it cannot return unto you, boy. It must, God, accomplish what you sent it to. In the name of Jesus. Sing your word to change hearts. Sing your word, God, to make our pathway straight. Sing your word, God, hey, that will renew our minds. Sing your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, because we understand and know according to Scripture, Father. Oh, mighty God, only the pure in heart, only the pure in heart will see you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, whatever we do, whatever we attempt to do, God, in the name of Jesus, let it come from a pure place. Let it come from a pure place, God. In the name of Jesus, that we'll give you the glory, that it can give you honor, and that it can bring you praise, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for you sent the Son, Jesus. You sent him, God, in the world. He gave his life that we may have life and more abundant, God. For you so love us so much, God. Oh, that you gave us heaven's best. In the name of Jesus. And if we would just confess our sins, you just and faithful, Father. In the name of Jesus. You just, God. You're just, God. You're faithful, God. In the name of Jesus. And help us, God, those that are called by your name. Hey! Those that are called by your name, God. In the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to turn. Turn, God, to you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. For you coming back. Hey, you coming back at a church, God. Oh, Jesus, without a spot or wrinkle. In Jesus' name, make us ready for your coming. Make us ready, God, for your appearance. Just ready, God, for what we must endure. Make us ready, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we are so grateful to you for being who you are. We're thankful that you sit high. We're thankful that you look low, you behold good and evil. We thank you, God, because nothing catches you by surprise. God, catches you by surprise. You saw what we was going to be over 2,000 years ago. You already knew. Hey, you already knew, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, God, to strengthen us. God, strengthen us, establish us, settle us in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And all those that have not come to you yet, God, but must come, in the name of Jesus, will forgive sin tonight. In the name of Jesus, for those thinking about trying God drugs for the first time, don't let them do it. Give them a change of heart and a change of mind. Those that think about committing suicide, God, hey, don't let them do it. God, not a book. Don't let them do it, God. Hey, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, visit them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them do it, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, your people. Oh, God, they need you. We need you. I need you in Jesus' name to help me, God, hey, to walk in a plain path of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh, mighty God, save our children. For it was a promise unto us, God. Our children's children, those that are far off. And as many as the Lord our God shall call in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, we thank you tonight for healing. We thank you tonight for deliverance. We thank you tonight, God, for hope. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you tonight for prosperity, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for making our pathway straight. We thank you in advance, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for strength. Hey, we thank you for being our sustainer. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, for being our provider. We thank you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, for being the rock, hey, of our salvation. Hey, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come to tell you thank you. We come, God, that you'll let your light shine. Let your word shine. Lord, the light, shine a light on us, God, that we can see our ways, can amend it, God. Oh, that we stand before you, we want to hear you say, well done. I want to hear you say, well done. Oh, mighty God, that our living won't be in vain. In the name of Jesus, when we've done all we can do to stand, help us just to stand. Help us to stand, God. When we've done all to stand, help us to stand. In the name of Jesus. Now, anoint your word. Anoint your messenger. Anoint her lips of clay, God, that you speak at the audience of God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Heal, God, the brokenhearted. Amend it. Strengthen, encourage, and uplift, and enlighten. In the name of Jesus. And God bless this ministry, the PNN Network, the radio station, all the hearers, God. Oh, God, those that has an ear, let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. In the name of Jesus, and mighty God, you come to give us life. Life. Because no man can come to you. No man can come to you, God, except you draw them. Draw tonight unto you such as should be saved. And add daily, Father, to the church. In the name of Jesus. No man can come to you. And we nothing without you. And God, we can't do nothing without you. Oh, God, we look to you. We look to the author. Yes, sir. Hey, we look to the author. Hey, and the finish of our faith. In the name of Jesus. We thank you now, God, for all things. We bless you for every apostle, prophet, Daniel, pastor, teachers, Christ as a whole. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, you have mercy upon those that you will. In the name of Jesus. God, move from all four corners of the earth. Have your way, God, in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Send your word of repentance. Send your word of repentance, God. In the name of Jesus. In the earth, that men could turn back to you and fear and tremor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We won't take your glory. No, no, no. We won't take your honor. Hey, we won't take your praise, God, but we'll give it to you because you're worthy. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. And you're worthy of the praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you once again. We praise you. We bless you. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift your name up. In your son Jesus' name, thank you for hearing us always. And thank you, Lord God, for the answer by faith in your son Jesus' name. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God, let your glory be revealed. Reveal yourself tonight unto this people in the name of Jesus. We thank you once again. Amen, 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 and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. We turn it back over in the hands of Minister Bradley. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Ali. Amen. God bless you for that prayer on tonight. Amen. Coming to prepare the heart of the people for the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, people of God, it's imperative. Amen. We can't go to God any kind of way. Amen, Jesus. But we got to have our soul tilled. We got to be ready. We got to have, amen, get all of that stuff out of us that will cause us not to see, not to hear, not to understand. Glory to God. So the prayer of sanctification is necessary. So we bless God for you. Thank God for you tonight again, Minister Ali, for that beautiful prayer. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. And we are made ready on tonight. Amen. We just want to say one more time, amen, for those that are yet coming in, welcome you. We welcome you. Don't forget to tell somebody else about it. Amen. So that others can come and be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, we are ready for the word on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we've had some awesome speakers. I'm telling you, this is divine. It's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. I tell you, glory to God, whether you understand it or not, but every word that comes forth, amen, the Lord has divinely set, amen, the speakers that come to this line. Amen. We know we work to adjust with their schedules, but you know what, people of God, ultimately it is the Lord. And every speaker that comes to this line, there's a person in particular that the Lord wants to reach. And I know we're all blessed, amen, but the Lord knows everyone that comes to the line every single night. But just know it's a divine setup by the Lord. He knows who he needs to reach, and he knows the vessel, glory be to God, with whom he will reach them. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. I love that. I love it. I love it. Amen. Because we're just on the wheel. We're just meek. Amen. We're just putty in the master's hand. He got this. He got this. Amen. We're just following his lead. So we're thanking the Lord for everyone that's here. We're thanking the Lord that all are yet to come in. We bless God for you. Amen. Again. And tonight, people of God, as we said, we've been traveling. Amen. We've already given you the countries. Oh, West Africa, Sierra Leone, West Africa. Amen. We forgot to mention that. Amen. But we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. For all of the speakers that have been coming forth, people of God. And tonight we are going over to Monroeville, Alabama. We're going over to Monroeville, Alabama. Amen. The Lord has a jewel there. Amen. These people of God, I tell you, they come in their own way, but God knows how to reach everybody. He knows how to reach everybody. Amen. He knows exactly the right bait. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We fishing. He's fishing, people of God. But we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. That we, amen, have been blessed. Glory be to God with the woman of God. She has been here before. Amen. And we welcome her back to the platform. We're so grateful that she's able to come again. And by way of Monroeville, Alabama, True Deliverance Outreach Ministries of Monroeville. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we present to some, and we introduce the others. Glory to God, Pastor Ann Kidd. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We do honor the Lord tonight just for being in the midst of you. And I have to change a little something. I'm Pastor Nellie Kidd. Amen. Nellie Kidd. Amen.
Okay.
But I do know of my sisters and brothers there at EPC Ministries, but we bless the Lord. I am Pastor Nellie Kidd, and we all know Sister Annie Kidd. Amen. But I am Pastor Nellie.
Amen.
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 We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. We're happy tonight. We have joy in the Lord tonight. Amen. And how many know that's just what Jesus does for us, even in all the things that's going on around us and about us and all deaths and everything. So we know the word of God, and we know what God has already spoken. Amen. But I honor the Lord tonight, amen, just to be in the midst of the people of God. Amen. Minister Bradley, praise God for you tonight. And Minister Arlie Booker, I praise God for her and even the invite, amen, that she invited me to be in these services. And I do honor the Lord tonight, amen, in the absence. I didn't want to do it, but I go on and do it, amen, because we love the men and women of God. But I do honor the Lord tonight in the absence, in the homegoing of our Apostle S.D. James and Bishop, and I always call him Prop, amen. And we honor the Lord for even the absence of Pastor Terry Smith, amen, we know. Amen. He was a man of God that we all truly loved here in Monrovia, and his wife, Sister C, and Mother James, Carrie James, and to all of the saints of God, to all of the people of God. Amen. We know that we're living in times that we have never seen before, and it shouldn't come as a surprise to the people of God because we have already been warned and we know what the words say. Amen. And I was looking at some word on this evening and pondering some things in my heart. And amen. And I want to even honor the Lord for Apostle Taylor. I hadn't seen him in a while. And amen. And I honor the Lord for him. Amen. But I want to say that even the word warned us for the things that's happening now. And the Lord has been letting me know that we need to just tone down a little bit and just talk about what God is doing and what he's aligned to be done in these hours. Because a lot of times it seems to me that so many haven't quite got an understanding of what times we're living in. And we know that everything is moving by the power of God. And it's in him that we live and we move and we have our being, amen. We living in a world where there is no joy, no peace, no love, and no knowing God. And we know and realize, amen, that the word of God even tells us that everything confesses Christ don't have that relationship with Christ. And we even in a time now where even as the scripture said there in Matthew the 24th chapter, even in these days there was going to be wars and rumors of wars and love waxing cold and all of these things. But nevertheless, we still trust God. Amen. Because we got to know, amen, that the scripture tells us in Proverbs, the 5th chapter, the 25th chapter. Lean not to your own understanding. Amen. And a lot of times, as we're living in the times we are in now, we got to know and understand that there's always a way out in Christ. But we must know him. We must have a relationship with Christ. Amen. We trying to find a way now out of the pandemic and the situations that coming up on us now. But really, if we touch the word and understand the word has already told us that these things would come. And I don't know who I might be talking to tonight, but the Spirit of the Lord and the discernment of God has let me know, and I think it probably let somebody else know too, that the shot's not going to do it. Because the Word of God says for us to turn from our wicked ways and seek his face, the people that are called by his name, seek his face and humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways. And God has already got a remedy for us. He's already got a way out for us, those that obey him. And we have to know and understand, as I first stated, if we can't acknowledge him, if we don't really know him and have a personal relationship with him. Because if we don't have a personal relationship with God, we're going to believe everything and everybody. But with God, we're going to acknowledge him in all our ways and He will direct our path. And everybody, you know, we praying, everybody's praying, and I have to say, we have many deaths all around us every day. Look like it's 3 and 4 a day. And the judgment of the Lord is in the earth, it's in the land. But it's so many that don't seem to want to acknowledge this. And many times when come upon us and God is warning us, and if we're here tonight, and we are yet here tonight, we yet have a chance to get it right. But so many times, or a lot of times, we want to keep on doing what we used to doing and how we want to do it and how long we want to do it. But God is warning us, if we yet have breath in our body tonight, and thank God I do, all that I didn't have right on yesterday or either earlier today, he has given me a chance to get it right. Amen. So we have to know and understand it's time for us to run into the Lord like never before. And I was looking at a couple of scriptures on this evening, and even Revelation 3 and 10, well, somebody might say, well, she's going to Revelation, but that's where we are. These are the times we are in now. And we need spiritually counseling because we're in a spiritual battle. And that's what we need now. But Revelation 3 and 10 says, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Amen. And if we are in Christ tonight, and I believe we are, I pray we are in the place where he would have us. Amen. Even the scripture says there in the book of Psalms, amen, when we obey God, amen, Psalms 91 and 10 says, no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. And I believe the word of God. I believe the word of God. We have nothing else to believe but the word of God. The word is powerful than anything, the word of God. Amen. Not saying that everybody don't have their choices, and the Bible says, the word of God says, according to your faith, be it unto you. Now, some might have faith in one thing. Some might have faith in other things. But I thank God for Jesus tonight. I thank God that he has sent us a spoken word, and whatever he says, his word is true. Amen. Acts 27:25 said, therefore take heart, men, for I believe God, for it would be just as he said. So God has given us a plan. He has given us a way out. He has given us an antidote for the times that we're living in now. Amen. And the scripture goes on to say there in Matthew, the 24th chapter, that, you know, in these days there will be wars and rumors of wars and all of this and fighting and against one another. We really, amen, have to be careful now to even send our children outside. Amen. And we have to. We have to be wise and have wisdom and understanding and not looking at the person. Not looking at the person. But it's the times that we're in that these things are going to happen. And I just bless God for the word tonight. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord and knowing him, because he brought us thus far. And we got to know and realize God hadn't brought us thus far to leave us. But yet and still, we have to know that we have to be walking in obedience to God for these plagues not to come nigh our dwelling. We have to be not rebellious to God, because when we are rebellious to God and not walking in obedience to his word, we abort the promises that he has promised us. We abort them. We have to walk in obedience to him. But we're living in a time now where we in the midst of a stiff-necked people, hard-hearted people. And we also living in a time that we really don't want to hear a true word of God. This is the word. We don't want to hear a true word of God. But it's time, amen, if breath is still in our body and blood is still running in our veins, it's time for us to reach a little higher and go on into God, amen. And it's going to be many that we want to go with us, but we everybody got to make their mind up tonight. But we got to know and understand we can lean on Jesus for support. And it doesn't matter how long we stay there. We've been in this pandemic a while. But we yet can lean on him for support. He don't ever get us tired of us following him, but we got to have a full commitment to God. If we don't, the Bible said, don't be weary in well-doing. Amen. We'll get weary because this has been around a while, and I won't serve notice on you tonight. It might be another while that it'll be around. Amen. So we have to know and understand it. But when we are committed to God, it brings blessing in our lives. It brings healing in our lives. And I send healing out over the land tonight. I speak a healing word tonight. Because the scripture says, how can two walk together, Amos 3 and 3, except they agree? And we, whatever we agree with, whatever we feed, that's what we going to make stand. Amen. So we as people of God, we know the pandemic is in the earth. We know it's in the land. We know God has already spoken that these things would be. We know that. But still, we yet have to believe God. We have to believe what God has spoken unto us. We have to believe the promises of God. Amen. He said he'll never leave us, nor forsake us. Amen. So we'll get confused sometimes looking at things like what's going on now. And we have to look around us and see what times we're living in. But yet God is God. He never changes. I like how you elaborated on that, Minister Bradley. We serve a good God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that will call up on us, answer us when we call up on him. Why wouldn't God answer us? Why? Just think on that sometimes. Why? If I'm obeying God, he's my father, and I'm his child, why won't he answer me? Amen. Because the times we are in now, we need to cry out to God, and I'm talking about from our hearts. We need to cry out to God like never before. Amen. But I was reading that in Revelation a few nights ago, and the nation have not kept the word of God. Like in the church of Sodom, there are only a few who have not defiled their garments and who walk with Christ in robes of white. Amen. And the scripture had already said that no plague would come nigh thy dwelling. But as I first stated, it's disobedience. And America is one of the blessed nations on earth. America is, but we have flaunted. We have flaunted the ways of God. We have disobeyed God. We have been free. We've been so free until we just do what we want to do. And we expect everybody to accept it. Amen. But we have to know and understand it's time to fall back in God, fall back in him. He said, look for the old path and walk there. And when you find it, walk therein. Amen. But so many have gotten away from God so far until we have gotten out of the path, I do believe, and we don't hardly know the way back. But it's time to look for the old path and walk therein. And walk this highway that's called the highway of holiness. Amen. I thank and praise the Lord for true holiness tonight, and somebody that wants to live true holiness tonight. Amen. And how many know it's time for us, amen, to hold what we got, hold where God has brought us from and where he has brought us from in the beginning, and reach for some more or the same thing. But it's so much now in the land and in the earth, and we know we have a lot of hate now. And how many know we got to live according to the word of God to keep those that hate us off of us, amen. We have to. We cannot live, amen, our way, and the enemy stay his place, amen. We got to be like David. I thought on this evening, this corona and this COVID-19 that's in the land now. This David went out and went to fight Goliath, and Goliath had done so much damage to him. Really, everybody looked like he was afraid of him. But in God, we don't have to be afraid. He said he give us not the spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. Amen. Now, I don't know about a lot of people. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I don't know who's listening, but now, the people of God, we are afraid to shake one another's hand. We are truly afraid to shake one another's hand. Amen. And I don't think God wants us to that much. There's nothing wrong with us taking care of ourselves and wearing our mask to be obedient, because, you know, we're not no ignorant people. We are people of God. We're not ignorant. We're not supposed to be rebellious. We're not supposed to be hard-hearted and high-minded and all that way. So it's nothing wrong with wearing our masks, but how are we going to get so afraid to shake one another's hand? I mean, we're using the sanitizer anyway, so why are we going to be so afraid to shake one another's hand? Amen. And I'm like, you know, it's something, and I'm saying on the other day, we don't want to be separated like this, not the people of God. And where we might realize it or not, then this is how the enemy wants us to be. I know we're not used to talking about the enemy. Somebody said, don't call his name. Well, let me serve notice on you tonight. He's real. Amen. He's real. Amen. And but somebody said, well, don't call his name and all of that. No, I'm not giving him no victory. I don't even so much talk about the pandemic, because I'm not taking the glory from God. God gets the glory tonight. He gets the glory tomorrow. He gets the glory on yesterday. He does. Amen. But it's real. So we need some spiritual counseling, because we are in spiritual problems. Jeremiah 18:17, verse 15 said, because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from ancient past, to walk in the past in a way not cast up to make their land desolate. So it's time, amen, for us to get out of the excitement realm, because he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added. He says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I don't need so much excitement. I'm already excited. I just need to know how to live in these times. I need a word off the press for these times that we are in. Amen. So it's time, amen, for the people of God, amen, to really get back where God used to have us, because we're the ones that's going to hold this thing up. And we know that scripture said that judgment begins at the house of God. God don't judge us before he does the world, because we got to be an example. Amen. So we have to know and understand that. Amen. But Isaiah 65:2 says, I have lifted up my hand, I have spread out my hand all the day unto a rebellious people, which walk in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. thoughts. And as we said earlier, the scripture says, lean not to our own understanding. When things happen, we can't do things the way we think we should do them. God has got a word for everything we go through. He's got a word for every situation we get in. But when things don't work out a lot of times or don't look like we think they should be, a lot of times, amen, we as people of God, we turn and try to fix things ourselves. Because I don't believe that God is going to let man make a shot to undo what he's doing. Because he said that these plagues were coming on the earth. And he also told us what to do when these things come. Amen. So if we look at things so long and we are getting weary in well-doing, we're looking at people leaving the earth every day. Amen. If we're not careful, we will turn and try to lean to our own understanding. We have to be very watchful and very prayerful. Because when these things come and they so close to us, oh, yeah, we'll try to, you know, and we don't want to get rebellious to God. We want to stay with the word. We want to stay with what God promised us because that's the only way we going to reap what he has said in his word. He has already told us these things. And the only thing we can do is look to him, believe him. Don't come down off his word. Amen. Believe that he will do as he has said. And I love to minister to people, young women and that because I see a vision in our children. We need to be very watchful of our children now. Because these are the times we're living in now. No love no more. You can't trust your child to go out the door and ride their bicycle anymore, except somebody is watching them. And we are the saints of God. We are the most spiritually educated people there is. We should be. I said spiritually educated. We should be. So we have to know and understand it's much for us to do instead of looking at what's going on. When we're looking at what's going on and we keep our focus on what's going on, we losing sight on what we're supposed to be doing. And that leave a breach in there for something to come in that we not expecting. Amen. So we have to see, know, and understand it. So the main thing, the biggest thing for all of us to do and obey the word of God. Get in the word of God and be glad about it. Because we are blessed, amen, to yet be here tonight, amen. So we have to know, see, and understand that, amen. So we see here that he says in Malachi 2 and 8, you have departed out of the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. And he really, God was talking to the ministers and the priests and all of these people then. And he was telling them, we caused these people to do this here. We got to be an example for the people. Even concerning faith, we got to be an example. Even concerning what God said, I believe what God has said, and I'm going to stay right here, and I'm going to believe what God has said. That's an example to the people that don't really know the Lord, because the word of God is true. Amen. And sometimes, amen, look like we going to fall over the cliff before he shows up. But if God said it, he's going to bring it to pass. Amen. And we know, amen, that we are just really passing through here We this is our out of way passing through here where we are now. It's we on our way home. Amen. So what we do, we live according to the word of God. Be patient, wait on the Lord, because he will come. He will come. Amen. So we have to know and understand it. But I pray we live another 50, at least 50 years, but still, we know he will come. Amen. But we got to stay encourage one another, and believe what God has said, even concerning our healing. We believe what God has said. Amen. And a lot of times, I must say this, a lot of times we praying for what God has already given us. We praying for what he has already given us. He says, I think it's 1 Peter 3:3, I've given you all things pertaining to life. God has already given us these things. So all we have to do is use them and believe God and occupy until he comes. Everything that pertains to godliness, God has already given it to us. We will heal, amen, when Jesus hung on the cross and took stripes for our healing. And when he come down, he said it's finished. But we already have a lot of things we need praying for. And again, he said, you know, when we seek first the kingdom of God, God knows some things we don't even have to pray for. Because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and in his righteousness, all his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Even though we pray, don't ever forsake to pray. But he told us, cease not to pray. But a lot of times we praying for healing, we praying for this, we praying for that, when we already have it. See, the scripture says, how can two walk together except they agree? We cannot agree with corona and not let it walk with us. We got to say we heal the people of God when we heard you. We still heal because that's his word. And he hadn't changed the word. God hadn't, he hadn't changed one way or another. The word never changes. And we know sometimes that we get in pain so bad, and we hurt so bad sometimes until we say, Lord, where you at? Are you yet with me? Is your word true? But God's word is true. Amen. So we have to know and understand it. So we can't be weary in well known, even though we're in a season we've never been in before. But he has already spoken of these things, these plagues and the pestilence and the famine and all these things that's going to come in the earth. Because not so much of us, I pray not, but people are so hateful now. It's no love in the church, in the world anymore. None at all. People are so hateful. We live in dangerous times. And this is what the scripture says. Amen. In the last days, we'll be in perilous time, and that's dangerous. We're not as free as we used to be. We better not be, because we live it in times that has been spoken of, that God has forewarned us of. Amen. So we have to know and understand if it's ever been a time to latch on to this word, and don't let one pillow drop from it. Don't add to it. Don't take away. We can do it. We got to do it. Somebody has got to do it. Amen. We have to. Well, somebody say, well, I didn't mean to hear that tonight. Well, this is the word God always give me. This right here. Amen. So we have to know, because we're living in a time now, and we don't know the day or the hour that Jesus is to come. And I don't know about nobody else, but I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I don't want to ask no questions. I want to know, am I ready to go back with the Lord? Because we have to know and warn these people that really don't know this is just the beginning. Everybody saying they was glad when 2020 was over. No, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. Amen. So, you know, we don't do exciting messages all the time and exciting everybody, because this, the word of God says when we cry safety, destruction is at the door. Trouble is at the door. And the only way we're going to be able to stand, amen, and go through this, we're going to have to really be in God. Amen. And stand for what's right. Stand for what's true. Stand for what the Lord has already spoken. Amen. So we have to know, see, and understand that. Amen. Because a lot of people don't know. I have talked to plenty of people. They don't know. They said Jesus died for their sin, and they feel like they can sin freely. He didn't die for us. He didn't give us no license to sin. He died to bring us out of sin. Amen. So a lot of them really don't know. But when we don't tell them, amen, and we say, oh, well, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, I would much rather for you to hurt my feelings and to let me believe a lie. And when I don't know any better. Amen. Because it's not what we know that we're going to perish. The scripture says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You didn't know it, but you still, somebody was somewhere could have told you. Amen. So we have to know and see and understand that. Amen. And he says here, this is the word. Jeremiah 23:14 says, I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem and horrible thing. They commit adultery. Somebody don't want to hear that. And walk in lies. They strengthen also the hand of evildoers, that no one does return from his wickedness, and they are all as them as Sodom, and their inhabitants, they are as Gomorrah. So this is in Jeremiah 23:14. That's the word of God. We can't throw it out the door like dishwater, because it's going to be right there. Amen. So we have to work on ourselves. Amen. And you know, so God got to purge the nation before he judged the house. And this is who he was talking to. He's talking to people like me, like you and you, and the others, amen, that's carrying the word of God. We have to tell these people the truth. And it's no time, I told somebody here a few days ago, it's no time to be delivering a prosperity message right now. We need to be healed. And we know we all like prosperity. And we all should be prosper, because that's what he said. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. It's God's will for us to prosper. But we need a word now about this time we're living in. We need a word. We need to see what can we do that God would turn his face back to us. We need to go in this word, amen, and see what have we done wrong. Where we go wrong at? What have we done? Lord, show me something in the word that you'll come back and you repent on what you doing to us. We got to stand up on God just like Moses did and plead for God, have mercy on the people. But we as people of God, not all of us, amen, we want recognition from man more than we want to be pleasing to God. Amen. And if we notice what's going on now, people of God, a lot of our strong people, they leaving the earth now. The people that leading us and telling us which way to go and all of this and all of that, they leaving the earth. So what are we going to do? Somebody got to pick up the mantle and carry on, even though we're going to be hated for it. But somebody got to pick it up and carry on. Amen. Because God wants to heal the land. And the scripture never would have said that if he didn't want to heal the land. Just like somebody said a while ago, this word was written over 2,000 years ago, over a decade. He knew these things was going to happen. But he said, if my people, if my people, 2 Chronicles 4:17, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, seek my face, my people, and turn from their wicked ways. And he said, I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal the land. We, with natural eyes, you don't have to have a spiritual eye to know that our land is sick tonight. Very sick. And we need to see, where am I short, Lord? Am I short anywhere? Amen. Am I short anywhere? What am I? What, have I done anything to make you angry with me? So we have to know, see, and understand. Amen. And we're not so common with God until we don't have to seek his face and see, where did I go wrong at, Lord? I'm not that common with him. He's not that common with me, brother. There's something wrong, something going on. Amen. So we have to see, know, and understand that. Amen. So we now, I pray a lot of people hear me. I do. I pray a lot of people hear what I'm getting ready to say. Everybody you or have a conversation with now, they saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Not so. Not so. And these are the times we are living in now. And we're being deceived. We're being deceived. When I received the Holy Ghost, everything about me changed. It brings a change. You can't have the Holy Ghost and when I get off this phone tonight, I go on to the casino. Well, you know, you judging, okay? Well, I'm judging, okay? But I pray I'm judging righteously, like the Bible says. Amen. When you get the Holy Ghost, everything about you change. 1 Corinthians 10:21 I got here. I kind of got my little writing shady. It said, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of the devil. So who we serving? We serving God, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. But everybody you see, and just because, as I always say, just because somebody send you a text and tell you blessings on you, don't buy that stuff. We got to know who we are interacting with now. I told somebody here a few days ago, the woman, the man at the checkout, when you go grocery shopping or whatever, they'll tell you, have a blessed day. And they'll catch you off out there in the dark and kill you and take your heart out your chest. We got to use this wisdom what God has given unto us. Everybody carry a Bible, because the Bible say in the last days that they were going to come as Christ. Amen. And as God. But they are not Christ. They are Antichrist. Amen. So we have to see, know, and understand that. And we have to treat them with love and draw them. We can't draw them by doing what they do. We can't draw them by getting in the same thing they in. Even though you're going to be hated, but they'll come. They'll come. We got a job to do. So we have to see, know, and understand that. Amen. I bless the Lord tonight. Amen. I'm not going to overdo it. Amen. But I bless God tonight. Amen. And I've been over backward trying to please the Lord, because that's what it's taking these days and time. And some things that we need from the Lord, We're going to have to sanctify ourselves. We're going to have to sanctify ourselves to go up before God and get what we need and what he has promised us. When David went to fight Goliath, the enemy tried to put him on his outfit. Sometimes we can have on the wrong outfit. He tried to put him on his outfit. And he said, I believe you would do better than this. And David almost sold out. But he come to himself. And he said, no. I don't think this going to do. I ain't tried this here. I don't know where I can trust it or not. But I know who I can trust. I know that I can trust my God. I know I can trust the direction that I have been given. And I'm going out here and I'm going to kill Goliath. So sometimes we got some Goliaths in our path. We got some Goliaths hanging around us. Amen. When we do like God said do and obey God in his word and go by the direction that he has given unto us, we can kill Goliath. And no, everybody not going to turn to Christ. They're going to wax worse and worse. But he said, my people, my people. He know that. They're going to wax worse and worse. They're not going to get any better. People don't even believe. They don't. People don't even believe in hell anymore. Well, I read a scripture where it says, she enlarged her mind. Amen. But they don't believe that. But how many know tonight, amen, as I close, how many know tonight, amen, it's time, amen, to draw nigh to God? He said if we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. And my soul is too important to me. To me. Amen. To mess around, amen, and play with it. It's too important. If we reach above the break, we're going to make it. We're going to make it. Because the Lord is our refuge, and he's a very present help in the time of trouble. If we're not in trouble now, I don't want to see it. But I think we're going to get in some worse trouble. In the land, in the earth. Amen. But he's our very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. And we have to know and understand, amen. We can't go to God any kind of way, amen. We just gotta obey the word. Obey God. And thank God he has given me another chance because, you know, I might not have some things right. You know, I'm working on trying to get them right, amen. But we know not the day or the hour that he's to come. We bless the Lord for you tonight, amen. I pray that somebody heard something, amen, to bring us on through, amen. And check ourselves. We're not always where we think we are, amen. I know I hadn't made it in yet because the scripture said I ain't apprehended it all yet, but I'm pressing. So long as we have a mind, amen, and to go press our way on into God, amen, God going to see us through. He going to see us through because he did say the saints will judge the world. God going to see us through. Amen. So that's you know, and that gives us something to feast on. That gives us something to live on. Amen. We obey God, all these plagues, he said, you know, 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. Now that's the word. And things get so strong around us sometimes that we forget what God said. But I pray that you be blessed tonight, amen, and on forward, amen. Be blessed in the Lord, amen. I thank, amen, that you have me on for tomorrow night, amen, if it be so, amen. I can only give you what God gave me, amen, because that's the way, you know, He told Isaiah to cry loud and spare not. Somebody got to do it, amen. Jeremiah, cry loud and spare not, amen. I ain't selling out, amen, tonight. I love the Lord because I know where God has brought me from. I know he brought me this far. Nobody brought me this far but him. So as I close, I'm going to tell you to be blessed. Amen. And we thank the Lord again. Amen. For you allowing me to come. Amen. And bring this word tonight that the Lord has given unto me. And I speak blessings on your life. I speak healing on you. And deliverance, amen, for whatever we're going through. But we serve a mighty God. It's nothing too hard for God. He says it's anything too hard for him. I speak blessings on your life. Everyone that's on the line tonight, everyone that's listening, I pray that blessings will overtake you as you go out and as you come in. And I do declare and decree healing in the land tonight, in the midst of the people of God. Amen. Not just the people of God, to every man, woman, boy, and girl. I do declare that our ears will always be open, that we hear. Our eyes always be open, that we'll see. Because we are people of God, and we have to stand. The scripture said the strong bears the infirmity of the weak. I bless everything that concerns you, everything that connected with you tonight. I speak blessings on you tonight in Jesus' name. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Kidd. God bless you on tonight. What a word. What a word on tonight. Glory to God. So much has been said. So much has been said on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I'm telling you, people of God, and we needed every bit of it. We needed every bit of it, and we just bless the Lord on tonight for you, for availing yourself, woman of God. We appreciate you so much. Amen, Jesus. I mean, just good, solid word. Amen. Solid word for even as the word was going forth, you know, just considering, amen, considering our ways, considering what we're doing, considering, glory be to God. And that's what the word comes from, so that we consider and look at what we're doing. Amen, Jesus. Look at our lives. Look at, glory be to God. Are we lining up with the word of God? Glory be to God. Are we really walking in the path of God? Amen, Jesus. But we bless the Lord on tonight, like I said, even as the word was going forth, amen, Jesus, to cause us to know that God, he's already given us a way out. He's already given us a way out, glory to God. And we thank God, amen, and we need the word. We need this word to show us the way out. And we bless the Lord today. We thank him on today so much. As I said, has been said, we pray that you have you're taking your notes and everything on tonight. Glory be to God, so that you can go back and look and that you can reflect on the word. Amen. Again, because so much has been given, and it's all line upon line, precept upon precept. Amen. And we're thanking him. Amen, Jesus, for taking this time out to show us the way. Amen, to show us the way. Amen. So tonight, amen, Jesus, woman of God, if you would just, glory to God, make an appeal on tonight. Should there be anyone that want to, after having heard such a word on tonight, if there's anyone that would like to give their hearts to the Lord, if you would make an appeal on tonight, glory be to God, we would appreciate it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If there's anyone tonight, amen, I think we heard something tonight. I pray you did. Amen. And as we said, if you still got blood running warm in your vein and your heart is still beating, you yet got a chance to get it right. Thank God for that. Mm. Amen. Because who knows what tomorrow will bring. We don't know. Amen. So if there anybody on this call tonight, amen, that would like to dedicate their life to the Lord, you don't have to be ashamed. I came to him, amen, as I was. and I was weary, wounded, and sad. But Jesus gave me joy. He made me glad. Amen. So if there's anyone on the line, or you might want to rededicate your life to the Lord, you might just want prayer tonight. Anyone?
Yes, and they can press *6. You can press *6 on tonight and come over to the broadcast side. Amen. You can press *6 and come to the broadcast side. Amen. Glory.
Amen. Amen. He's calling. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, if no one is coming forth on tonight, amen, we just definitely want to, again, thank you, woman of God. We bless you on tonight, amen, for bringing such a word unto the people of God. Amen, Jesus. This word we can grow by. Amen. This word,
yes.
If we listen, if we take it in, amen, if we eat this word, if we receive this word, we can grow in the grace of God. Amen, Jesus. And we thank the Lord, because even as you said so much that you said, woman of God, even as you said, the Lord has already given us, he's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Amen. Glory be to God. But sometimes, listen, sometimes we need the word to show us what we got. He's already given us, glory to God, but we need the word to shine, to show us what we got. Amen. Glory be to God, that we won't be ignorant, so that we won't be without knowledge, amen, of what God is doing to us, for us, what he's already prepared for us, the people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we bless you. We thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for telling, amen, everybody, as many as you can. Tell them that we will be back here on tomorrow night. Let them know we will be back here on tomorrow night, and let them know that they can come. Encourage them to come. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. This word, amen, Jesus, we know that it goes out, glory be to God, into so many different places. But the Lord knows, amen, every word that is intended. It's an intentional word, people of God. Glory to God. The Lord just does not send his word to be sending it, but he sends it with purpose. Amen. And it shall accomplish all that he set it out to do. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would like to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight, amen, Jesus, you can certainly text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. We'll actually be sending you a radio broadcasted copy, amen, on tonight. So if you would like to get a copy, let us know. We'll send you the link. We ask and encourage you, people of God, once you get it, please send it to somebody else. Whomsoever the Lord touches your heart to send it to, amen, send it, people of God, without reservation. As the woman of God said, be obedient. Let us walk in obedience. Amen. Let us be obedient and send this word to whomsoever the Lord places on your heart. Amen. Glory be to God, because we're all trying to, amen, as the word of God said, walk together. Amen. We have a divine destiny. We have a divine destiny, amen, that the Lord has set before us. Amen. And we all trying to make the kingdom. We're all trying to get there. Amen. And it's taking all of this and more. Amen. So please, ma'am, please, sir, once you get the word, send it out to someone else, so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. We already heard the testimony, amen, of someone that received the tape that was not here for the live broadcast, but they heard the word, and they came back on the next night and gave their lives unto the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. That's the word of God working. That's the word of God pulling. That's the word of God compelling. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. We thank God for your attentiveness, each and every one of you. Amen. From beginning to end, we thank God for you. You are sent here, amen, with us, amen, in the presence of the Lord to hear what the Lord is saying. And I'm telling you, we appreciate you for it. Again, amen. You're getting freely, freely give to others, amen, because it's the will of God, amen, that none perish. He doesn't, it, listen, none, that it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, amen. Glory be to God. And if they hear this word, they hear this unadulterated word, the Lord can circumcise their hearts, amen, and cut away, amen, those blinders and the extra excess that's holding them fast, that they can see clearly that Jesus is the way. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank him again. Woman of God, we appreciate you. People of God, come back on tomorrow night. She will be here. She will be with us on tomorrow night. Come and hear what else the Lord has to say. Amen. There's more, amen, from where this is coming from. What the woman of God said, reach. We got to reach. We got to reach, amen. Higher heights. We got to reach, glory to God. We can't be complacent. We can't just sit here, glory to God. We can't just come, hey, people of God, there's more to, that God has so much more for us, amen, Jesus. But we got to reach beyond. It doesn't matter what age we are. It doesn't matter. Glory be to God. The Lord can use you. He can use you, amen. It may not be behind a pulpit, glory be to God, but it just might be to call people and give them an encouraging word. It just might, listen, just to obey. Just to obey and walk in that amen. That he gives you. Amen, Jesus, there's a reward for it. Amen. And listen, and truly, a soul just might be saved. That's what it's all about. But we bless the Lord tonight. Come back tomorrow night. The woman of God will certainly be back with us on tomorrow night. Bring somebody, tell somebody, send those text messages out. Amen. Glory be to God. Those that are listening by way of radio, glory to God. Let somebody know. Tell somebody. Amen. Tell them that they can get and be fed. Amen. Come and be blessed. For it is the will of God concerning them. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, again, amen, tell somebody about it. And again, those that are listening by radio, glory be to God. We thank God for you. Amen. We did not give you the number for the radio listeners that they can actually call in. Amen, Jesus. But you can certainly call in by radio. Amen, Jesus. And listen in. And that number, again, is 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. Amen. If you're not able to get in on the live broadcast. So at this time, woman of God, we're going to turn it back over to you. Amen. We're going to turn it back over to you. And if you have any type of radio broadcast or any other way that the people of God can follow you, if you so desire, you can share that with us. Amen, Jesus. But we just thank God for you again. We're looking forward to hear, amen, what else the Lord has for us. So at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you, amen, for other remarks, amen, Jesus, and for the blessing of the line, amen, because we don't dismiss. We just bless the line, glory be to God, and come back ready, amen, on the next night. So we release the platform to you at this time, woman of God. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. I'm in the process of getting online, and I think God is doing something even in this. So I praise God for that, but I don't have one yet. But I am a pastor. You can email me or whatever, pastornellykid@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. So, and we want to thank you that you turned it back into my hand. I thought about this sister that had called for prayer tonight. And if y'all would touch and agree with me and just believe her name is Mabel Lee Tate. And they had called me earlier and told me they was she wasn't breathing on her own.
Jesus.
Putting the oxygen. Yes, yes. So we just it's just something right after the other one. Amen. Mm-hmm. But I do bless you tonight. for each and every one of you, and amen. And I should know most of you because I sat on the Prophet S.D. James many times. Amen. And I did. Praise God. And
yes, all right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bless God. Amen for him in the days in the Lord. I loved him just like y'all did. Amen. So I thank God for that. So I couldn't, and look like I know your voice, Minister Bradley, but we're going to go on. Hopefully we'll meet one day. Amen. If we haven't already met. Amen.
Yes,
I'm talking about in this life.
That's right.
Yeah. If y'all took me, well, Booker might know Mabel Lee or live over at Howard Hill. If y'all would touch and agree with me, that you know, for life, I speak life. I'm the one that speak life. Amen.
Yes.
I'll speak life. But we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. And
mm-hmm.
Father God, we thank you now.
Thank you.
And we thank you. I thank you for my sisters and brothers in the Lord that we're touching and agreeing and. Even though we don't see one another's face, but God, we thank you anyhow just for your spirit.
Yes.
Thank you for being in the midst of us tonight. Thank you for your word, God. But we know that your word is everything we need. It'll heal us. It'll feed us. It'll deliver us. It'll do whatever we need.
Yes.
And thank you that you're God and you are that I am, that I am. Whatever we need tonight, you're that. And we praise you for it, Father. We lift you up, oh God. Now, Heavenly Father, we as we touch and agree,
mm-hmm.
asking you, oh God, to just blow life, blow a breath in Mabel Lee, oh God, take in the mighty name of Jesus.
In my name.
And I speak life. Mabel Lee, I call you in the spirit, live and declare the works of the Lord in Jesus' name.
Yes. Jesus.
And Heavenly Father, even many others we don't know about tonight, but we know we're living in trying times now.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, I pray. You look on every man, woman, boy, and girl all over the land tonight. And as your people that are called by your name, God, help us, Lord, if we need to move in a different place in you. Help us, God, to humble ourselves if we're not humble like you have us to be.
Mm-hmm.
Pray and seek your face. But, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you say you'd repent, God, of the things that you have thought to do. God, we know that your word changes not. We know that you are yet God. And God, we speak life in the land tonight. We speak life for America. We speak life for every nation, every city, every country tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, give men, women, boys, and girls everywhere a change of heart in Jesus' name. Give somebody a mind tonight to throw their hands up and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? And we give you the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you the praise. We ask you to be manifested in every situation, at every destination. Let thy will be done in all things. For we know you're too wise to make mistakes. You're too just to do wrong. And whatever your will is, God, let it be done here in earth as it is in heaven. And we thank you now for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for life. Thank you for health and strength. For we shall live and declare the works of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And we just bless you again tonight. We pray that you go in peace. Amen. And remember that God is. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And people of God, we're going to open up our lines on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we want you to just give God a praise. Glory to God for what you've heard. Amen. On tonight for this word. Amen. Just come on and thank the Lord. Amen, Jesus, for the
all woman. Participants are unmuted.
Jesus, if you would, just come on and lift your voices on tonight. Amen. And let's just give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Glory to your name.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
the Holy Spirit, O God, that has come and has
spoken
and has
spoken.
And Lord God, we thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you. We thank you yet again, people of God. Amen, Jesus. And we look to see you back here on tomorrow night. Amen. We look to see you on tomorrow night in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, tell somebody, amen, about this word and what God is doing. Amen. Come back tomorrow night and continue to be blessed. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Whosoever calls on you can be saved. Oh God, your name has so much strength. Your name alone is strong.
Oh,
Goodbye.